Next patient we're going to do together is going to be Lela, L-E-L-A, Elliot, E-L-L-I-O-T-T. Lela is, well, first of all, her date of birth is, I actually did the visit 11/18/2025. This patient is in her third benefit period from 10/12/2025 to 12/10/2025. This will be shared with the hospice medical director. Her date of birth is, patient was sent for hospice face-to-face evaluation. Her date of birth is 6/28/43. She was sent 11/28/25. Miss Lela is well-known 82-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of head and neck cancer, period. She continues to lose weight, period. She says her pain level is 7 out of 10 at times, and times 10 out of 10, period. She refuses to use any type of pain medication, period. She doesn't like the way it makes her feel. She takes over-the-counter Tylenol, Motrin, or aspirin, period. Patient is eating less, period. She's weak. She's fatigued, period. Her LMAC is down 27 centimeter. It was reported at 20, but I believe that was a wrong measurement. Patient gets fatigued very quickly. She gets short of breath with walking. She appears severely debilitated. She has the appearance of weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, muscle weight loss. Patient eats very little. Well, patient eats nothing. She drinks Ensure only 3 or 4 cans a day, but she says that her appetite has been terrible because she gets full very quickly. She has occasional nausea, periods. She has occasional diarrhea, most likely because of her Ensure. She walks around, period. She walks around with a handkerchief in her hand because she's having a hard time swallowing. And she uses her swallowing her saliva, period. Patient recently was looked at for hospice diagnosis was recently changed from head and neck cancer to protein calorie malnutrition, given the profound amount of weight loss. She has a PPS score of 30%, period. She's short of breath with activity and with any kind of and sometimes at rest. She has provider services. She gets very little visitors. She appears to be withdrawn and depressed, most likely because of her chronic pain We discussed the possibility of antidepressants, pain medication, and something that's non-narcotic with her, but once again, she adamantly refused to take any medications for her pain. Overall prognosis remains poor given her weight loss and her aggressive and her change in the swelling of, of her head and neck cancer with swelling on the right side of her face. Overall prognosis is poor. Most likely has less than 6 months to live. Continues to remain hospice appropriate and continues to decline. Thank you.